So Churatzadiyat Ketavlahu Deshorin. He only has this heter of Aruga only if it's a square board. On a square, something square, 6x6, that's when you have the heter of Aruga. Halav Hachi Yosser. That mashma, any time it's a round thing, you don't have a heter to put 5 seeds in it. I mean, so it means to say for here. Avoidus Yerk Yerk Acha Shish Tvachim. Means when you want to plant different vegetables in one small piece of karka, you have to have 6 tvachim there, like our Mishnah. You have to have 6x6. When you have 6x6, then you can plant 5 seeds in there. Now, it's a dig, it's only mutter to plant a few seeds when it's square. Mashma, it has to be 6x6. But if it's circle, like he wants to give a heter a new way of planting, plant it in a circle. Like the whole middle circle is one seed. And all 4 corners have a heter to put another seed. It's not mashma. For this rice is mashma, the only time you have a heter if it's squared. But if it's circle, you have no heter. Hodeshari, holav hachi yoser. And the Gemara name, hosam la kule ba kulachrino, la te roish tura yetzimenu. If you have it squared, then you have the heter roish tura. If you have this aruga square, and now another karka comes into it, like a triangle, it'll be mutter. Because since this is square and that's triangle, that's nickel like 2 different fields. Mashenkin, if this will be round, on a round one, then you wouldn't have had to rush through. And if you're round karka, you could plant 5 seeds. Like this picture. Another heter. Put the seeds in the middle, and then put in all 4 corners another way. Just if you want to have the heter rush through, the heter rush through is only by something square, not if it's round. Rashi, Hosom, the boy Mrubas, that's why you have to have it squared, Lachshuve Soda, to give it a same Soda comer. It means when does something have a field, that in the field there's a heter roish tur if another field comes into it, like a triangle, it's mutter, that's only where this one is squared. Later roish tur. But let's tell Rabbi Yechon, Hodi Yom Liel, Ein roish tur Aruga. He thinks that it says, even by Aruga, push the small plot of karkam, 6x6, has a heter of a roish tur. Melo, what has it? Only if it's squared. But if it's circle, it doesn't have it. Inam yistem aruga aruga, avu bisod aruga yesh reish turu. So maybe it's good. A circle, you're allowed to plant in it, just you wouldn't have the head to have a reish turu. To have the head to have a reish turu, it does have to be squared and not circle. Like I said, the Mishnah just, this is it for Klein, for Tuma. I'll go back a little bit easy, Gemara now. Minaye lo polete shichva zero v'yoyim ha-shlishi shetei tmeya. How do you know when Isha, if a man had beer with his wife, and the zera went inside her, now the locker, when the zera later comes out of her the next day, she has a tumis of a shikla zera, she has a tumis yeh mechon. Anytime the zera comes out of her, she's also tummy that day. Now how do we know even the third day of the beer, the zera comes out of her, it's still called zera, that's royal azria, it still has tumis matamah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, for you nechoinim l'shloishas yomim. Before man Torah, the Torah says 3 days before, you shouldn't have tashmis. You shouldn't be with your wife. Why not? Because within the next 3 days, we're afraid your wife will still become tummy. Because if you have tashmis 3 days ago, we're afraid the third day, maybe the zera will come out of her that day, and she'll be like tummy, she won't be tough like a boss of Torah. That's why the Torah said 3 days before, don't have tashmis. But Rashi, she tumeya. The yom ha-shlishi, the third day, the zera is inside of her 3 days, the third day, akatim lo masracha. We don't say it got spoiled already. Shichva zera. Name uruya likloy. It's still roy for to come pregnant from it. V'liyah is vlad noitzer imenem. The zera is still called good zera, even though it's 3 days in her. Still it's roy lazriya. The karina shichva zera, roy lazriya. Therefore, when this zera comes out of her, it's metamahu. Legimu yomim. The ikbar akosev atumas keri b'matan Torah. The Torah was makbar that by kabbalah satera, nobody should have atumas keri on him. That's why the Torah said you shouldn't have tashmish with your wife 3 days before. See if it's only asked the man shouldn't have tumazera. It's enough just to only have tashmas 1 day before. 1 day before, then you go to the mikveh and become Torah. Elamai, the reason for 3 days is that even the women shouldn't have a tumazera on them. Well, how could they have it? If the zera comes out of their body, their tummy. With the day that they separated, they bedalad v'shabes pirshum shayim. It's on Wednesday they stopped having tashmish. The kiblu Torah b'shabes. And the Torah, the matan Torah, was on Shabbos. Shu revi liyoyse shishumush mitosein revi. Lefnei hakirsha. The tovlu liyo Shabbos. They had to be tovul Friday. Yilachosha kosevim yifleitu b'shabbos. And we're not afraid now if the zera comes out on Shabbos. The masriach. Because the zera comes out on the 4th day already. That zera is not ruah to become pregnant from. That zera is not matam of the isha. V'yena shichva zera ruah lazriah. Avul impol to wherever Shabbos. But if the zera comes out of the isha on Friday, bishlishi, tumas, it's matamhu. Lakacha frishin shtoshi yom. Therefore, the Torah said you have to stay away from your wife 3 days before Kabbalat Torah. Minayin shemachtzin es hamila b'yom hashlishi shechal yis b'shabbes. If somebody had a mila on a Thursday, so the third day is Shabbos. Now it's still called the tekuach nefesh. If the kid has to have a hot bath, you have to wash him. You're allowed to heat up the water for him. So it's called the tekuach nefesh the first 3 days. Shenema the pasuk says v'yiv yom hashlishi b'yisim koyvim. It's the third day. There's still a makom sakona. Mashma the third day from the mila. That's the biggest makom sakona. So therefore, it's tekuach nefesh for the kid. So if you don't have hot water from before Shabbos, you're allowed to make the hot water and to wash him on Shabbos. Shrashim naim shemachitzim. The yaf b'yom gimel mesukinu. Even the third day after your mila, you still call them mesukin. Vayitim minayin shekoshrim loshin shazharis. How do we know we put the red loshin on the seyer shekoshrim loshin shazharis for roish seyer mashtalech? They put the loshin shazharis, the red thread on the seyer mashtalech. Shenema the pasuk says in miyachat rechem kishonim kishelad yabinum. If you have a kapara, I'll make it white. So mela the seyer that was sent away the mashtalech, that was the one that had the kapara. So they put the string this on the mashtalech. Minayin l'sicha ki kishtiya b'yom kippur. How do you know that in Yom Kippur, not only can't you drink something, but you can't make sicha, you can't rub yourself on Yom Kippur. Afal pi shen rei adav no b'ferish aposik, or b'zecha dover, there is a zecha for an aposik. Shenema b'tova kamayim b'kirboi, hu kishema b'yatzmoysev. The water will come inside you, and you put shemen atzmoysev on the side, you rub shemen inside you. Mashma rubbing shemen on your goof, it's considered as if the water is coming inside you, as if you're drinking it. So I call upon him on Yom Kippur, just like it's also shtiyah, there's an issue not to make sikh on Yom Kippur. Hey, Ruf. Yeah, let the mission again. Minayin lepolete shichva zera b'yom hashlishi. The Phoenicia that had tashmish and the man, the husband, put zera into the isha. When the zera comes out of her, that's halacha, she has a tummy. It's metama like a balkeri. So even if it comes out the third day of the tashmish, still she's tummy. Shetei tameya. Shenema the rayu, the pasuk says, v'hoyu nechaynim l'shloishes yom. You should be prepared for 3 days. And before Kabbalah Satorah, they were told to stay away from their wives, not to have tashmish 3 days before. Why? Because by Kabbalah Satorah, they wanted them to be tahor. So a man would be enough not to be boiled 1 day before. But the Isha were afraid the zera inside her may come out again. So you see, for 3 days, that's the shear how much she'll still be tamei. So Rashi, shehi tameya diyom hashlishi akati le misrocha. Is the zera still not ruined yet? Shichva zera v'ruya likleif liyos vlad noitzer hemenu. The zera can still be used, she can still become pregnant from it. The karina and shichva zera, therefore still called shichva zera, her royal azriya, that's royal to make the ishta pregnant from it. That's the law. Calls the man the zera is royal azriya, it's metama when it comes out of the isha. How long is this? The gimu yomim. Take pidu akos of our tumas keri ramam Torah. Torah didn't want that the yidin should have tumas keri for shas kabbalas of Torah. So kusavam, im yoyim ha-prisha koma. With the day they were told to be separated, means that they shouldn't have tashmash anymore. The Bidalad Bishabis Pirshum Shasayim. Our mission holds on Wednesday. On Dalad Bishabis, that's when there was a mitzvah prisha, that they shouldn't have tashmish with the wife anymore. The Kiblu Terra Bishabis. The Makabal Terra on Shabbos, Ruvi, Li Oisom Sheshimshum Mitrasayim Ruvi. Now, somebody's Mishamish on Wednesday, so Shabbos is the fourth day from Wednesday. Lefnei Haprisha. The Tovlu Lel Shabbos, Mel, they're able to be Tovlu Shabbos by night, Friday night they were Tovlu. And the Mela, Shabbos morning, they were Torah to Mekabal the Torah. Well, if Rosh HaKosav, the Torah is not Makbid, what will be in Yifloy to be Shabbos? Let's say in Isha now, on Shabbos morning, the Zerah will come out of her. Why aren't we afraid that she still become Tomei? The Torah says, the Masriach. Such Zerah that was inside her 3 days already, the Zerah became Masriach. That's not called Shechva Zera her royal Azriya. Such Zera can't make Isha pregnant. It's not Metama when it comes out. Avulim Paul to Erev Shabbos, but if she wouldn't let the Zera come out of her on Friday, Bishlishi, the third day of a Tashmish, she was boy that the Tashmish was on Wednesday. So you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday still the third day, still Tameis. She would be Tomei. Therefore, the Torah said 3 days beforehand, stay away. So, Mele Shabbos, the fourth day, is Zichah B'Torah. So, Mele the Noshim were Toivol Friday night. So, Mele Shabbos morning, everybody was Torah from Tumas Keri. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara Barichas about this. Right, then the Mishnah says, Elohim, Inayin Shemachitzin Asamilu B'Yom HaShlishi. If you have made a Mila on Wednesday, on Thursday, how do you know that the kid is still called B'Mokam Sakona 3 days later on Shabbos, and if you give him a hot bath, you can wash him? Shechal Yis B'Shabbos, and then what the Pasuk says, V'hi B'Yom HaShlishi B'Yosim Koivim. The third day when they were still weak. B'Yosim Koivim, Mashmah, that's the weakest day, that's when the most Sakona. So the third day or the first 3 days after the milam, the kid is called the Mokum Sakona, you can be Mechal Shabbos for him. Minayin Shekoshrin Loshin Shoshoris. They used to tie a red string for Rosh Esayim Ashtalich on Yom Kippur. They used to tie it on top of the Sawyer that they used to throw away to the Midvarim. How do you know they tied it on top of that one, not on top of the other Sawyer that they brought for the Korban? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Em Yiyu Chatzuechim Kashonim. If your sins will be like the shonim, like red, is kashelag yavinu. If you do tshuva, the Eibishter will make it white. Kashelag yavinu. So you see what? That they put the loshin on the one that did the kapara. So on the one that they send out, l'shtalech, l'soyer, l'shtalech, that was the one for the kapara. Vayeti menayin l'sicha shikishti, how do we know the Yom Kippur? Just like you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Who are then you can't have a sicha? You can't rub yourself with oil on your body. But on Yom Kippur, Afa Pish and Marla Dova, there's no real posik. Of a zecha Dova, there is a zecha for this. Shenema, the posik says, Vatovoi Kamayim Bekirboi, the water will come inside him. Ukishemin the Atzmoisa, the same way you put shemen. Now shemen is only rubbed on your body. And still the posik says, like Vatovoi Mayim Bekirboi, usually when water comes inside, that's by drinking it. You drink the water. So you see, drinking and rubbing yourself is the same thing. So we'll see in the Gemara, and again, to Yom Kippur, they're both also. They're not bound. They both don't have the same chaymer. Hey, drinking is a chiyav karis. Shemen wouldn't be a chiyav karis. I call it poram, it's also. Right, it's not the Gemara. Reisha, the like Reb Loza ben Azariah. The Reisha, the Mishnah Chur, does not go like Reb Loza ben Azariah. Of the Sefer from our Mishnah, who is Kareb Loza ben Azariah? So who is Akakasha? Like, does our Mishnah go to Kareb Loza ben Azariah or not? So the more why? The Kareb Loza ben Azariah, Tahir Shemana Lei. Kareb Loza ben Azariah says that an Isha, if she's Pola Tashikh Vazeru the third day, even the third day still she's Torah. There's only 2 days is it Tomeh. For the third day already, she's Tomeh. She's Tahirah. And now Mishnah says not that our Mishnah says when I put the Sheikh was there, Biyom Ashlishi, Shehi Tameya, that even the third day still she's Tomei. So it's not like Reb Loza ben Azariah. Reb Loza ben Azariah says only 2 days in Isha's Tomei. The third day already, after the Tashmash, after the man put the Zerah in Isha, if the Zerah comes out of her the third day, Reb Loza ben Azariah holds she's Torah. So it's not like our Mishnah. So the Mardik Reb Loza ben Azariah, Torah Shemana Lei, to he holds his Torah the third day. So the Gemara Azoi says 2 ways to Miyashav al Mishnah. Man doloi muki kitanoin. There's a derech. When you have a spear in a Mishnah, you'd rather not say the Mishnah goes like 2 tanoim. You'd rather say always 1 Mishnah goes like 1 tana, and you have to change around something. So if you hold that shita, whenever you have a spear in a Mishnah, always put it like 1 tana and change something around. Here also, the man doloi muki kitanoi. Someone that learns by Mishnayis, and we don't put 1 Mishnayis. Like 2 different tanoim. Of a zoy, you have to change around the Mishnah and turn the ratio Torah. You have to assign the ratio says Torah. If an Isha is Pulit the third day, then she's Torah. It's only the first 2 days that the Isha has a Zerah inside her. Anytime it comes out of her during the first 2 days, she has a Torah like a Balkari. But the third day, she's like a Torah. Melo Mukilo Lukulak Reb Loza ben Azariah. Like this, our whole Mishnah comes a good Reb Loza ben Azariah. But Reb Loza ben Azariah holds the safe for the Mishnah. He holds that you can machitzen. If you have a kid that you gave the meal on Thursday, so the third day is called the Mokum Sakona, so on Shabbos you're allowed to wash him. That's Reb Loza ben Azariah's halacha. So that's the safe for the Mishnah. So this time hold, this Mamdiyam hold, the Reish also goes to Reb Loza ben Azariah. And change the girsa. Don't say Yom Shlishi, it's Tumei and it's Torah. Vaituman, the Mokum Kitanoi, no, the Shit is not like that. You have a spear in the Mishnaisim, because that time the ratio goes like 1 tana, and the says it goes like another tana. It's not sure, it's also derech like that. Aber so any kind of portion. Reisha Rabbonim, Enochanami, our Reisha says Taketumeya, that even the third day after the Isha Tashmish with the husband, and the Zera comes out of her on the third day, drips out of her, she still has Tumas Kariyana. That's what our Mishnah says. And that goes like the Rabbon, not like Rabbon Zabin Azayin. The Sefer that says the third day after the Milah, the kid is still called Mokum Sakona, that's not like Rabbon Zabin Azayin. That goes like Rabbon Zabin Azayin. So the Mishnah is like Tenoyim. The Reish is Rabbon, the Sefer is like Rabbon Zabin Azayin. We'll soon see where the Machloides Rabbon Zabin Azayin is. So Drashi. Reish is the Masnitsin, the like Rabbon Zabin Azayin. Dilul the day, because according to him, according to Rabbon Zabin Azayin, Shamin and Lei, Poletes, Biyemash Lishi Torah. Look, I'm on the Bryce. We'll soon see in the Bryce. He owes the third day already on Isha's Torah. The Sefer, though, Duktoni, Marchitze Nesamila, that the third day it's called the Makam Sakona, you could wash the kid. That's not the Reb Lezer ben Azayas din. The Omel Ala Kamom and Perak Reb Lezer. He's the one that says later in Reb Lezer and Perak Reb Lezer, such a sign, that even the third day the kid is still called the Makam Sakona, and now the locker is, you could wash him. So the Rashi says this. Mandaloy muki ktanoi, the dachak muki masnitz to betray timey, a shita in the Mishnah is always put the Mishnah like one tana, and say two different timing. Oy mishabish law, either change around the Mishnah then. Reforish law, loy look muki ktanoi. It's always better to do something to the Mishnah the way it says it, rather than saying it's a machloek ktanoim. Is mele bayos also. Mishabish law, the oma, mishabeshti, vitoni lot, vitoni botar. Say there's a mistake in our Mishnah, and you have to say the Mishnah means to say Torah. That the third day already the Zera is Masriach, it's not Roy to be called anymore. It can't make Isha pregnant anymore. So that Zera is not called Zera, it's not Matam of Isha. Abomad the Mukla Kitanoi, Strashidini Khalil Yukmi Kitanoi, Mulameimu Mishabeshta. There's another gang. Whenever you have a kash in the Mishnah, rather than saying there's something wrong with the Mishnah to change around the words in the Mishnah, I'd rather say Taket Samachloikas Tanoim. The ratio goes like one Tanoim, says like another Tanoim. Here also, Umilukma betray Tainei, Muki lo nami lahai Kitanoim, Uplukti bamafkid, Kavichov, Yizom Rav Yechin, Amad, the Matargum Rechov, is leave the Chatanoim, Mavlina Leimanim. Whoever can answer me, this Mishnah, like one Tanoim, I'll take his clothing to the washer. Rei Mesusa. Umuki Reish Rabbi Shmuel v'Sefer Rabbi Kiva. He holds there's no way to miyashiv the Mishnah like one tanam. You have to say Reish is one, the Sefer is another one. V'yavi boy, yavi motzi, look me betray timing. But if you want to, you could have put it like two different reasons. Ubechatana, and he doesn't want to do that. V'yikad the muki lohosam bechatana. There's some sheet that's like no. If you know the Mishnah, there goes on like one tanam. Umuki Sefer b'shehenicha b'makim sheinam akayma. And we give different truths in how to miyash of the Mishnah like one tana. So some achleikis here also the same thing. Depends what pshat now Mishnah, if you want to change the Mishnah or no. Let's find the Mishnah the way it says it, and it's two different tanoim. So to Brisa, Tana Rabbonin. Poletes shich vazera. That means an Isha. That a man, the husband, had tashmash with the Isha, so the Zera went inside her. So the locker is when the Zera goes inside her, she's like a tummy that day. Also about Kerim. But Nafka Mina is though she can be table the next day and she's Torah. Let's say the second day though, the Zera drips out of her, is the Achidish HaKroah that she becomes Tomei now again. She has a shame about Kariyana. Now how many days afterwards that the Zera keeps on coming out that she Tomei? It's a Machlokes. Poilete Shichva Zera. B'yoyim HaShlishi Torah. If it comes out the third day from the Tashmish, the Isha's Torah. On the third day, not like our Mishnah, on the third day it's Torah ready, that Zera is not Roy Lazriyah. Divrei Reb Lezer ben Azayah. It's not Reb Lezer ben Azayah. So Drashi, what's called B'yayim Shlishi? Drashi, B'yayim HaShlishi. Kegoin Sheshim Shobhei. They have Tashmish on Thursday. O Polto Shichva Zera B'Shabbos. Now the third day from Thursday is Shabbos. You have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So now on Shabbos, if the Zera comes out on Shabbos, she's automatically Torah, according to Reb Lezer. Now, Loi Shino Shimsho Tchiles Lechamishi. We don't care. She was boiled. That's like Wednesday night. That's the beginning of Thursday. Then we say the Zera stayed inside her body for her oinus. Oinus means a period of 12 hours. It's called an oinum. Like a night is called one oinum, and the day is called another oinum. So here, how do you have four oinus? Leil hay. You have the whole Wednesday night. The hay and Thursday and Thursday by day. That's called two oinus. Then you have Leil Vov, that's Thursday night. Then you have Vov, then you have the whole day Friday. So that's how you have four complete oinus, the Zera was inside her. and still she's Torah. Could be a case that Tashmish b'yomei on Thursday by day. Im chashecha, mamish right before shkia. So the mamish to lo yishtoi ela miktzas hay. The zera is only inside the yisha little bit of Thursday. For leil vav, you have the whole Thursday night. Uvav, you have the whole Friday. The lekela beis einish lemus is only, it was inside only two einish lemus. Still, when the zera now comes out on Shabbos, it's Torah. Anoin is called a period of time, like a 12-hour period of time, either a night or else a day is called anoin. So according to Reb Elazar ben Azariah, even if they had Tashmish Mamish Thursday afternoon, still Thursday is considered one day, Friday is considered the second day, and Shabbos is ready the third day. He holds on the third day, the Zera is always Torah. The Zera is not Royal Azri anymore, so Mela it's not Matam of the Isha. That's Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that's the most cool of the Geshita. He else depends. Certain times for four oinus later, if the zera comes out, still metame. It's only after four oinus that it's not metame. Pomim shame hey oinus. And sometimes in 3 days, you have five oinus. And pomim shame vav oinus. Sometimes even six oinus later, it's metame. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Loima. Pomim Shehin, Shashi Bol Lechalak, Rabbi Shmuel is Mechulak Din Zechon Rabbi Lezer Ben Azariah. For Leima, the Poletes Begimol Lishimusha Tumeya. If the Zera comes out the third day from the Tashmish, she's still Tumey. Not like Rabbi Lezer says the third day she's Tayron, but he holds like our Mishnah that the third day she's Tumeya still. Avon, Poletes Bedalit Tayron. But if the Zera comes out of the Isha the fourth day from the Tashmish, like here, if you have Tashmish on Thursday, the Zera would come out on Sunday, then should be Torah. O Madina Lecho, of the Mixas Yom Kukulai, he holds that Mixas Yom is considered like the whole day. So, like, Pidu Torah le Biminyin Shel Hayomim, le Biminyin Oinus. That's what I need to say. Let's say they have Tashmish on Thursday afternoon. So, Thursday afternoon, the Zera is only inside the Isha, could be only 2 hours. Still, that's considered like one whole day. So Mixas Hayom, even though the Tashmish was in the middle of the day, the first day of the Tashmish is considered like one day. So you have Thursday as one day, Friday is called the second day, and Shabbos is the third day. So the Zera comes out on Shabbos, she's still Tameya. But if it comes out already, Mitzvah Shabbos, she's already Torah. Now if it comes out already, Mitzvah Shabbos, the Zera was only inside of four Reinos, because she was boiled Thursday afternoon. So all you have is Thursday night, that's a complete Einor, and you have Friday morning, then you have Friday night and Shabbos by day. That's four Einors. That's what he means to say. Promim, sometimes you have it that only four Einors, she's Temeya. After that already, she's Torah. And sometimes it's five, and sometimes it's six. And sometimes they boil Thursday afternoon, sometimes they boil early Friday morning, and sometimes they boil even like Thursday night, or Wednesday night already, right after Shkia. That's his lashon. Shmuel aim a pomishen dal doinos, pomishen heinos, pomishen vavinos. So Rashi, pomim shen dal doinos, shleimos. That means shim shor dal b'shabbos im chashecha. So a boil like Wednesday, mamish Wednesday right before shkia is plitosa tmeya ad chilas Shabbos. So you have third one day is Wednesday, then you have Thursday and Friday. That's the third day Friday. Beginning of Shabbos is already Torah. Even though in such a case, the Zera was only inside of four Einos. Pomim Shei Hei Einos, Lugoyin Shimsha Betchila Sayem Shadalim. They were boiled at Tashmish the beginning Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning. So like this, the Zera was in a five Einos, because you have the whole Wednesday by day, then you have Wednesday night and Thursday by day, and then you have Friday night and Friday by day. So that's how you have five Einos. And Pomim Shei Vov. Sometimes 3 days can mean a complete three whole days. Still she's Temeya. How do you have that? Going Shimsha v'tchilas leil dalet. At the beginning, that means Wednesday night, they will boil at the beginning of the night. Bein hashmoshes. Mamish right at the beginning of the night. So you start, that's called mamish at the beginning of the day. The beginning of Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, they will boil at the beginning of Tuesday night. So the Zera was in her the whole Tuesday night, the whole Wednesday. The whole Wednesday night, the whole Thursday, and the whole Thursday and the whole Friday. That's how you have six Einos. So that's the longest period. Even though the Zera is in a six Einos, still it's called Roy Lazriya. Because the Pshat according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is totally in days. Abi, you have to wait 3 days. 3 days after the day of the Tashmish, that's when she's Torah. That's a Mishmosh Shita. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, Li'olam Hei. He holds no. He always, it's totally not in days, it's totally in five Einois. Once the Zer is in the Isha five periods of 12 hours, then she becomes Torah. V'yim Yotzeh, Miksa Sainor Rishoina, Noistan Lo, Miksa Sainor Shishis. As he holds, it has to be five complete Einois. So now if you start in Yotzeh Miksa Noshim in the first Einor, you weren't burned like the beginning of the night. Or you weren't burl at the beginning of the day. No, you're burl in the middle of the day. So the first via was in the middle of the day. That first Einor is not a complete Einor. Because let's say you burl at 4 in the afternoon. There's only 2 more hours to Shkia. So an Einor was saying now is a period of 12 hours. Here you don't have to complete 12 hours. You only have 2-3 hours. Say Nachnamid. He's Meisiv, Meisiv, Lo, Niktas, and Lo, Shishis. The sixth Einor goes a little bit longer. In other words, there's a complete, like Meis, Leis, 5 periods of 12 hours. Complete from one time to the other time. So Drashi. So tomorrow. Omru Rabbonin Kaimid Rapopo. Rabbonin said over this Bryce to Rapopo. Vyamri Lo Rapopo Rabbo. Something that Rapopo told Rabbo. Bishlem Rablozer Ben Azariah. Bishlem Rablozer Ben Azariah Shita. That's totally mamish in 3 days. That the third day is Torah. Only 2 days she's Timea. He holds the third day ready she's Torah. Is Rabbonin. He holds like Rabbonin Shita. What's the Rabbonin Shita? We'll soon see about Kabbalah HaTorah. That the Torah was given on Shabbos. Now the Shaila, how many days before Shabbos was there the Mitzvah Prisha? That they're supposed to separate from the wife, not to have Tashmish. So say Rav Loza ben Azariah holds like Rabbonin Shita. The Amri Behei Ovid Prisha. He holds on the fifth day, on Thursday, that's when the Mitzvah Prisha started. So come to say they had only Thursday and Friday. Those were the 2 days that the Prisha was. On Shabbos, where the Torah was given. So come to say that Isha could have had Bia, they could have had Tashmish Thursday. Thursday was the Mitzvah Prisha. That's Bia Thursday in the morning. Still, if the Zera comes out on Shabbos, she's Torah. Because Shabbos Torah was given. So you see, only Thursday and Friday, only 2 days, is she Tumeya. The third day already on Shabbos, she's Torah. That's from Blood Sheet is very good. The Raya from the Kabbalah Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos, and the mitzvah to be perished was given on Thursday. So you only have 2 days in between. So you see, in 2 days, she becomes Torah. Shrashi Bishleima. Shrashi Pluta the Rabbonim Rabbi Yosi the Brice will soon bring down that machlokes when Kabbalah Torah was, and which day was the mitzvah Prisha. Umay Silo by Pirk will soon bring it down the Kamon. To the Rabbonon, the Hei B'Shabbos Pirshu. According to Rabbonon, the mitzvah Prisha, not to have Tashmish, only started on Thursday. The kids are there only 2 days before Kabbalah Torah, Thursday and Friday. Ulu Rabbi Yosi Bedalad, Rabbi Yosi Shita was no. Even Wednesday, they had a mitzvah prisha not to be buried with the wife. Ulu Kula Yalma B'Shamas Nitru. Everybody holds the Torah was given, Kabbalah of the Aseret HaDibros was given on Shabbos. Ulu B'Shamas Nitru, Aseret HaDibros. V'chivon de B'Shamas Nitru, since they received the Torah on Shabbos, Akokoch B'Leel Shabbos Tovlu. They had to be tabled Friday night. For Loi Shachris, like the Gemara will soon say, they weren't tabled Shabbos in the morning. Kidamataras la Kamon. Shloye Yalolu tabled of Lolu Ma'alchan la Kabbalah Torah. But since the Abisha gave the Torah Shabbos early in the morning, you're not going to let, like some people, a Venetia, like Sor Zera, Friday night, you're going to have to say she has to go to the mikveh now. So Shabbos in the morning, she'll be going to the mikveh, Samas Tavro. Like the whole Klai Yisrael went to receive the Torah Shabbos in the morning. So all the tefillahs had to take place the latest Friday night. Hilkach. Bishleimer Reb Lezer hold Kirabonin. The Yamri Bechamisha Bishabbos Ovid Prisha. Let Rabbonin say, when was the mitzvah not to have Tashmish anymore before Kabbalah Torah? Only started Thursday. Or Vizoy. Vyeshulai Pirshu Elim Chashecha. Some only stopped Mamish Thursday and right before Shkia. Now, Umi the Tov Lulel Shabbos, since the Isha now is able to be tabled on Friday night. V'loi Choshu were not afraid. Shema Tifla Shema Tifla Tena Oid. Maybe after the Tefillah, she'll be table Friday night, 9 o'clock at night. And let's be afraid, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, the Zera will come out of her and she'll become Tummy again. Shema Mina no. The Palet is Begimel Torah. Or Mixes a Yom Shotash Mishkakulay. And we say no. Friday night Shabbos, that's considered already the third day, because on Thursday was less than the Kraft Tashmish. So even if she had Tashmish Thursday afternoon, right before Shkiyam, he owes Mikseh for Yomis Kulei. So the little bit of the day that they did not have Tashmish, that's called one day. Then you have Friday, that's the second day. So he holds the Zerah is only Tummy for 2 days. Mashenka, the third day already on Shabbos and Zerah comes out, she's automatically Torah. So we don't care if the Zerah comes out of her on Friday night. Because Friday night is called the third day, and the blessed she is the third day already she's Torah. The Zerah is only Metama if it comes out the first 2 days after the Tashmish. That's a good Raya. That Gablez holds that Rabbonin, that the Mitzvah's priest only started on Thursday. So maybe all she had was just Thursday and Friday to say that the Zerah comes out Thursday and Friday, she's still Tameya. But Abiyah comes out after Friday, Friday night, that Shabbos already, then she's Torah. So now the Hekha Tim says she'd go to the mikveh Friday night in order to be Torah to Mekabel the Torah on Shabbos morning. That's Reb Lezashit. Reb Yishmoel holds Reb Yosi. The Yomah no, Bedala Dovah Prisha. We'll soon see the Machlokes. He holds on Wednesday the Mitzvah Moshe gave them a Mitzvah Prisha. Then Wednesday on, he can't have Tashmish. The mail is good while you always have hey einois or lav davke hey. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita to say that's totally in 3 days. That sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five, and sometimes it's six. But the word is there are six totally in days. Abi, it's the third day she's Tameyam. After the third day, the fourth day she's Tameyam. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah's preacher was on Wednesday already. So mainly you have Wednesday as one day, you have Thursday is the second day, and you have Friday is the third day. So true, if the Zerah would come out of on Friday, she'd still be Tameyam. But already Friday night, that's like the fourth day, that's Shabbos, then she's Torah. So it's good. The mitzvah's preacher was Chal on Wednesday. When on Wednesday? It depends. Some people perish already like Tuesday night. That's the beginning of Wednesday. Some people only perish Wednesday morning. And some people still have Tashmish Wednesday afternoon. That's how you get your Mishmol Shita. Sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's six. But according to him, it's totally in 3 days. The first 3 days of the Tashmish, and the Zerah comes out of her, she still has Tumas Bakeri. The fourth day, she's Torah. The Drash of Yishmoel, the Yoyme B'Gimel. He says the third day, Tameyah, B'Dalet Torah, the fourth day, she's Torah, is Kesovar. B'Dalet of a Prisha. Moshe gave them a mitzvah to be Purish on Wednesday already. Kriyab Yosi. Debeleleel, Shabbos Revi. Obviously, the Zerah would come out of her on Friday night, Shabbos. Shabbos is called the fourth day already. Because you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 3 days. Shabbos is the fourth. Omiyu. Yeshalai Pirshu at some Lechashecho. Even on Wednesday, when there was a mitzvah's Prisha, not everybody was Purish like Tuesday night, the beginning of Wednesday. Some were only Purish on Mamish Wednesday afternoon, right before Shkia. Veleke Ladal Reinus. Obviously, now you only have four Reinus at the Yishus Tameya. Leel Hei, Vehei, yeah, Thursday. Leel Vav Vav, that's Friday. When the Sisha is table now Friday night, that's considered the beginning of the fourth day. If something comes out afterwards, she's Torah. The Torah was only matter on 3 days. Abi is 3 days later, she's Torah. So it's good these two shittis. We have Lezer, Rabbi Shmuel, the Machlokes, Rabbon and Rabbi Yosi. That's good. For the Gemara Kasha, Elu Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva that says no. He says five by noise. So there's always five by noise. Rabbi Kiva command, who's Rabbi Kiva go like? But the Rabbi Kiva command, who's Rabbi Kiva go like? Rashi Elu Rabbi Kiva. Do you ma call hey oinus to me? It's totally in five by noise. 5 periods of 12 hours. Like day, night, and then day. In Tiflui. Is command, Omechin Lama, the noise, copper crow, where do you see the Torah's not growing on their noise? In Yomim Tiv, but Karma makes it in Kulai. It's telling the days, it says 3 days. And we hold mixes of Yomim Kulai. So how do you get a half a day? How do you get five? So the Gemara Lielam Kreb Yosi, the Yama Yama Kreb Yosi, Kreb Yosi says the Mitzvah's Prisha was Chal on Wednesday, Yom Dalet. Or Vezoyet Shver, what's that? It's five. Sometimes even six. Kuliyama Ravada Barava, Moshe Bashkama Ola uBashkama Yored. Moshe went up to Har Sinai Bashkama and he came down Bashkama. Bashkama, he went up early in the morning to Yachsiv. Vayashke Moshe Baboike Vayala El Har Sinai. So he went up in the morning very early. Bashkama Yorod, he came down also early in the morning. The Siv, Leich Reid, Vialisa Atav Yaron Imoch. So we say makish yirida li aliyah. Well, makish, same way coming down to going up. Ma aliyah, just like when Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Pashkama, he always went up early in the morning. Af yirida, when he came down from Har Sinai to tell Klai Yisrael there's a mitzvah prisha, he came down and told them the mitzvah to be purged from your wife, his bashkama. He came down early in the morning. When the says, when did Moshe tell them the mitzvah prisha? Wednesday morning. He told them Yom Revi, but when? Wednesday morning. From the site, there's only five Einois now. You have Wednesday afternoon, then you have Wednesday night and Thursday, Thursday night and Friday. That's five Einois. Already Friday night is Torah. That's how he knows B'diak, five Einois. Because Moshe told them Mitzvah's Prisha Wednesday in the morning. Not Tuesday night, but Wednesday morning. Shashi. It says the Moshe came down from the har and he's mekadesh the people, the high prisha, that he told them the mitzvah now, stay away, don't have tashmish. When did he tell them that? Bashkama revi hoisa. That was Wednesday early in the morning. What's that? If Moshe had to tell them right in the morning to stay away, not to have tashmish, Shmamino ad hey einor shleimus kapit krul, that the akpodo, that the zera should be tor, has to be at least five einus away. The first five einus after the tashmish, the zera is still royal azria, the zera is still matama. That's from the kibushit. So the Gemara. Why did Moshe have to tell them Wednesday morning, like not to have tashmish during Wednesday? I v'omer afuna Yisrael kedoshimem Yisrael amnoying b'tznius v'yein meshamshim at the same v'yein. They don't have tashmish anyway b'yein. So why did Moshe have to tell them Wednesday early in the morning, like today? Wednesday don't have tashmish. It could have been enough Moshe to tell them, like right before Shkia, Wednesday night he should have told them. Why did Moshe have to tell them Bashkama? They don't have tashmish anyway throughout the day. So the Gemara name, Ha'amar Rova, Imhoye Beisofa Muta. If the room is dark, it's Muta that tashmish b'yoyim. Smilstageya, some people have a dark room, and they can have tashmish even b'yoyim. The Yama Rova, no the Heta, Vitema Rapopo, Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem also has a Heta. Mafo Betalise Muta. Even if b'yoyim it's b'day, and there's light there, but a bee puts a blanket over him, it's Muta. Rashi says, Talmud Chochem, shoots Nua, he's a Tznua, V'loyestakul, he doesn't look. It's exactly the mafal patoisai. If it's enough, he covers himself with a towel, with a blanket, it's enough. So Melo Moshe had to tell them that Wednesday in the morning, whether you're Talmud Chochem, or whether you have a dark room, still don't have tashmish today on Wednesday. Because we want to make sure that by Friday night, you're going to make...